All right, so this is a story. I've been in Baltimore for 5 years, been to the Stoop a few times. Once dated a girl who I was really impressed with the fact that she'd told a story at one of the...
Who was it?
Her name's Diane. She told a story about...
Coraggio.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. About the field hockey.
Yeah, the field hockey,
and
story.
The cheating mother.
She and the cheating mother.
Fit.
Yes. So... That's the truth. I'll be brief with my story. My story is about... I lived in Baltimore for 5 years. I went to medical school here and then decided to stay for residency. And in the course of doing that, wanted to buy a place to live. And previously had lived in one of the really fantastic Baltimore row homes in Butchers Hill with three guys who happened to be really fit. It was a great house. We loved to run together. I was actually the fat kid in the house. I think I had the highest BMI in the entire place. But it was a fantastic thing. We'd cook, we'd entertain, we'd run. One of them was moving away for residency, and two of them were staying. And I was like, this is fantastic. You know, I'm moving into a new place. There's two bedrooms in the new place. You know, we can just continue this relationship. And every time I would say, you know, how fantastic is it? Do you guys want to come look at the new house with me? They'd say, yeah, that sounds great, you know. So anyway, last March or so, we go on a ski trip with those two guys and family members, and it's a fantastic ski trip. And there was actually a sauna where you would chop your own wood and, like, get the thing all stoked up, and then you'd climb into the sauna, and you could stay for as long as you want, which for me was, like, 5 minutes. But for my two roommates was, like, hours with handles of Jim Beam that would come down, like, you know, 4 inches during the course of their being there. And they would still go ski the next day. It was remarkable. And so the final night, I come back, you know, after 5 minutes or so. I'm, like, drying off in the living room. My friend Liz comes back, and I say to her, you know, I don't understand, like, this is... You know, I'm not getting the same enthusiasm for this new living situation from them that I'd gotten, you know, that I feel like we should have, having been in such a successful living, house for the last few years. And she says, I don't think they're both going to live with you. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I've lived with these guys for 2, 4, 3, 4 years. Like, what's wrong with me? It's felt so good from my end, but apparently they don't reciprocate. Like, you know, am I messy? Am I too anal retentive? Probably, but... But she says, I can't tell you. And I've actually said about Liz many times over the course of medical school that if you ever have any good news that you really want to share with the world, you should tell her a secret because it'll instantly become known by everyone. So I knew that she wouldn't hold out long when she told me, I can't tell you. I say, you know, like, come on, I have to know. If there's something wrong with me, you have to tell me what it is. And she goes, they had a relationship. And I had thought that these two guys, I mean, I knew that one of them was gay, though it took him a year of living with me to tell me that. He'd gone to one of those evangelical schools outside of Chicago called Wheaton. And after moving in with us, it took us, yeah, I was once listening, no, never mind, that's a long story. But he'd gone to Wheaton, it took a year of living with us. My other roommate, Logan, you know, loves to install car radios and things like that. And my biases had led me to think he's the most heterosexual person ever. But as it turns out, they'd had a 4-month relationship in the course of my living in the same house. And I had no idea. You know, in fact, I'd often commented to people that I really envied the closeness of their relationship and I didn't know what was wrong with me. So, anyway, they now live in separate places, are good friends, are both in successful relationships and are both open with their sexuality. So it's a fantastic story in the end. And I found another great roommate. That's the story.
So your secret talent is having no data.
Yeah, no data.